AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are lots of top stories today. The Speaker of the House resigns. The Pope is in New York. And the President of China is in D.C. First, a stunning announcement. House Speaker John Boehner is resigning from Congress at the end of next month. Florida Republican David Jolly says this is the work of the party's conservative wing.
Those within our party who insist on continuing to divide us and shut down the government, shut down our party, they can take a small victory today. It's unfortunate. But the greater victory is in the honor of John Boehner. He's a remarkable person.
Boehner resigned a day after a high point in his congressional career, the speech to Congress by Pope Francis. And the Pope has had a busy day already in New York. He spoke at the United Nations and is at the National September 11th Memorial Museum. The AP's Julie Walker is live in New York.
Ed, Pope Francis toured Ground Zero as first responders and family members who lost loved ones on 9/11 looked on. He also made remarks calling for world peace during an interfaith service at the Underground Museum.
Give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all.
Ed?
That's the AP's Julie Walker live in New York at the White House. A welcome for Chinese President Xi Jinping.
We believe that nations are more successful and the world makes more progress when our companies compete on a level playing field, when disputes are resolved peacefully, and when the universal human rights of all people are upheld.
President Obama says there are issues that need to be talked about candidly between the two countries. Xi says the two countries need to be broad-minded when there are differences. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up 187 points. This is AP Radio News. At the National Zoo, First Lady Michelle Obama revealed the name of the zoo's four-week-old panda cub. He is Bebe, meaning precious treasure. The government says the economy grew at a fast pace in the spring, but that growth is likely to have slowed down by summer, in part because of a turbulent financial market. Germany says almost a third of the asylum seekers who say they are from Syria. The AP's Geir Molson is in Berlin.
It is attractive for people to claim to be Syrian because Germany said earlier this year that it would temporarily refrain from sending Syrians back to other European Union countries.
Meantime, Croatia is unblocking its main border crossing with Serbia. The Navy SEALs is ready to open its ranks to women. The SEALs commander made the recommendation, but Admiral Brian Losi warns women will have greater risks of injuries and the service will be pressured to adjust or lower standards for the jobs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.